David, the idea of male versus female plays very prominently in one of your chapters. Tell me about female economists. Are there a lot of them?
Probably not as many as there should be. there have been 62 Nobel Prize winners in economics, and so far zero have been women.
Why is that? Every other industry and it has seen huge changes in, maybe not every other industry, many other industries. I got to be careful because you speak in exact terms, and I'm sort of I play loose a little bit sometimes with the way that I use my words, but we've seen these changes in society towards women. Over the last 20 years, even since I've been alive, I've seen, I'm not just 20, I'm just saying over the last 20 years, we've seen these dramatic shifts in attitudes towards women. Why not economics?
Well, I would think that one reason is that economics has been dominated by this neoclassical school, which is very, it has a very kind of masculine character to it. In a sense, I would say that it's very kind of left-brained, you know, it's logical, it's detached. It's got, if you were to say that on average, in a kind of fuzzy way, you know, men and women think or they see the world a little bit differently, you would say that traditional economics is definitely in the male camp. And this is true, you know, that, as you say, attitudes have definitely shifted, especially in the economy, in large part, partly because of the work of feminist economists who have been making a contribution in recent decades, but the other part is just that there are more and more women in the economy. I mean, it's hard to be, you know, totally sexist about economics when half of the economy is being run by women, right? So I think that one of the main contributions of feminist economists has been to question this idea of the rational economic man, the idea of individual, detached, logical investors who all make their decisions independently. They're saying that this is rather a male stereotype, and that in fact the reality is that the economy consists of networks, it's very connected, things like social capital are very important. It's not just about optimizing your utility, it's also about these softer things like happiness, you know, like the environment. And it's interesting, you know, because a lot of these other areas which are more mathematical, such as the network theory that we've talked about, are also being picked up by feminist economists, you know, for different reasons.